I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. New state laws address teacher shortages statewide. The legislation grants out-of-state teachers an equivalent teaching license in Illinois, helping them teach right away to fill empty positions. Amanda Christensen is the regional superintendent of schools in DeKalb County. She says it's too soon to know if the law will result in lots of new teachers, but she says the process already is much smoother than before.
I can say that what used to be potentially several months of being able to get an out-of-state applicant properly licensed here, that has shrunk to about under a month.
The legislation also affects substitute teaching. It changes the requirement for short-term teaching licenses from a bachelor's to an associate's degree. The measure also allows retired teachers to substitute more hours during a school year without changing their retirement status. Meanwhile, another law will require hospitals to ensure that sexual assault victims receive timely treatment from someone trained to examine them. Christine Herman has more.
Right now in Illinois, fewer than 200 nurses are trained to treat sexual assault victims, and only 20 are certified in pediatrics. Stephanie Clark is one of them. She works at OSF St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. She says her training made her aware that the vast majority of child rape victims have no physical injuries.
I can tell a parent and encourage them, just because I don't see anything doesn't mean something didn't happen to your child. Whereas an untrained provider may look at that and say, oh, your child wasn't raped.
Under legislation signed last week by the governor, hospitals have until the start of 2022 to ensure victims of sexual assault have access to a nurse or doctor with specialized training within 90 minutes of their arrival. I'm Christine Herman.
A storage-safe manufacturer is closing two Chicago-area factories and moving operations to Mexico in response to metal tariffs imposed by President Trump's administration. The Chicago Tribune reports Stack-On Products will lay off about 150 people at its McHenry and Wakanda plants when they close October 12th. Human Resources Director Al Fletcher says the decision to relocate operations to Juarez, Mexico, was made when Trump announced tariffs on numerous goods and materials from China, as well as other countries. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU trustees are calling yesterday's special meeting a night and day difference from the turmoil of the last several months. They're also vowing to take their time as they search for a new system president. The board met to approve several items yesterday, but most of the time was spent discussing how a new leader should be selected. It comes after President Randy Dunn left the post last month. Board Chair Amy Scholler says it'll be several months before the search is complete. And first, the university is going through some assessments of its own. Vice Chair Phil Gilbert says that's a good thing.
We want to get this right. We don't want to rush into something. I mentioned to get the feedback from these consultants that we've engaged, which will give us some ideas. We need to make this presidential search attractive so we can get a broad pool of qualified candidates who will come here and run the system.
After months of bickering, accusations, and stalemates, trustees came together to agree that time is needed to right the ship before a new president is chosen. Interim President Kevin Dorsey says he's pleased with how things went.
It just felt so normal. It was a collegial group of people talking about issues that we collectively needed to work on.
The board plans to hire two consulting firms to do analysis of both the governance and the system itself. Cost for each of those contracts is expected to be less than $100,000. The board will next meet in Edwardsville in September. Williamson County is working on ballot language to place a potential gun question on its ballot. The question failed earlier this month, but it's set to come back now on Friday.